这是一首跟亲情相关的歌曲，言语特别简单，但是感情却非常的真挚感人。伴随着温柔的钢琴声，黄老板以自己母亲的视角讲起了已故祖母的故事，字里行间充满着思念与不舍。嗨，各位好，这里是可可听歌学英语，我是 Linda。 本期节目要跟大家分享的正是亲爱的 Sparkling 点播的这一首 Supermarket Flowers。 You gotta see the person that I have become， 逝者已矣，生者如斯。接下来让我们一起去欣赏一下这一首感人肺腑的 Supermarket Flowers。
I took the supermarket flowers from the windowsill. I threw the day-old tea from the cup. Packed up the photo album Matthew had made. Memories of a life that's been loved. Took the Garrett Wilson cars and stuffed animals. Pulled the old ginger beer down the sink.Dad always told me don't you cry when you're down, but mom there's a tear every time that I blink. Oh, I'm in pieces, it's tearing me up, but I know a heart that's broke is a heart that's been loved. So I'll sing hallelujah. You were an angel in the shape of my momWhen I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. When God takes you back, he'll say, Hallelujah, you're home. I fluffed the pillows, made the bed, stacked the chairs up.Folded your nightgowns neatly in a case. John said he'd drive, then put his hand on my cheek and wiped a tear from the side of my face. Now I hope that I see the world as you did, 'cause I know a life with love is a life that's been lived. So I'll sing hallelujah.You were an angel in the shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. When God takes you back, he'll say, Hallelujah, you're home.To see the person I have become, spread your wings, and I know that when God took you back, He said, Hallelujah, you're home.
感谢我们的 Sparkling 推荐点播这一首 Supermarket Flowers。如果大家喜欢这首歌，它的百度网盘下载链接在我们的最下方。好，接下来是词汇扩展的环节。那歌词里面它出现了一句，就是描述在整理妈妈遗物的时候的一系列的动词搭配。咱们来看原句 ：I fluffed the pillows, made the beds, stacked the chairs up. I fluffed the pillows. 我拍松了枕头。Made the beds. 整理了床铺。Stacked the chairs up. 把椅子摞了起来，放成了一叠。重点看一下第一个动词 fluff, F-L-U-F-F。咱们重点看它作为动词的用法。首先呢，要讲一下 fluff 它可以作为名词的表示绒毛或者没有价值的东西以及错误。来看动词，作为动词呢，它表示抖松或者使得变松软。听一下例句哦，我来把你的枕头拍松吧。Let me fluff up your pillows. 把平底锅从火上拿开。焖五分钟，让米饭变松软。Take the pan off the heat and cover for 5 minutes to fluff up the rice. 注意一下这个 heat， 它其实是表示这个灶火啊。咱们在国外的时候是用电的那种，不是用煤气。Take the pan off the heat 就是把这个平底锅从灶上挪开，拿开。And cover...盖起来，盖多久呢？用一个介词 for 带出时间段 ，for 5 minutes。目的是什么？不定式，做目的状语。To fluff up the rice， 使得米饭变松软。好，这个是 fluff 作为动词的第一个，表示变松软、抖松。接下来，它作为动词可以表示把什么事情搞砸、搞糟。比如说 ，She fluffed her interview。At Harvard, 她把自己在这个哈佛的面试给搞砸了。She fluffed her interview at Harvard. 一个唾手可得的进球机会被她搞砸了。He completely fluffed an easy shot. 注意一下这个 shot 是在体育当中表示射门啊，进球的意思。多数演员都会偶尔念错台词，在台词方面搞砸。Most actors fluff their lines occasionally. 注意一下这个 occasionally 是表示偶尔，偶尔。好，这个是 fluff， 两个基本意思，作为动词表示抖松以及把什么事情搞砸，大家留意一下。接下来咱们看刚刚那一句话当中出现的另一个动词 stack， S-T-A-C-K。这个单词之前的话在节目上咱们分享过啊，今天复习一下。首先它可以作为名词表示一摞、一堆、一叠，比如说一摞书 ,a stack of books, a stack of books。接下来我们看它作为动词的用法，请大家一定要留意作为动词它到底有一些什么样的使用语境。首先呢，它可以作为将什么码放，或者说把什么摞起来。这两个意思，咱们听一下例句。这些东西呀，它们是每三个一组被整齐的码在一起，码放在一起。听一下这个中文是不是特别复杂？那用英语咱们直接可以用 stack 这个单词表达。They were stacked neatly in piles of three. 它们被摞起来了，摞的方式呢 ？neatly 整齐地摞起来。然后以什么样的形式呢 ？In piles， 以成堆的形式。什么样的堆呢 ？In piles of three， 三个一堆，三个一组。他们每三个一组被整齐的码放在了一起。They were stacked neatly in piles of three。好，下面这些椅子能够摞起来吗 ？Do these chairs？Stack， 你知道有些椅子它是不规整的，你没有办法把它给摞起来的，只能够平地放啊。我们来再听下面一句 ：They were busy stacking the shelves with goods。他们正忙着给货架上摆放货物呢。They were busy stacking the shelves with goods。好，接下来看几个跟 stack 相关的短语。第一个是 stack up， stack up 它是表示积聚成一大堆或者合理，也就是 make sense 这个短语同样的意思。听一下例句哦，公共汽车后面的这些小车啊，很快就排成了长龙。 Cars quickly stacked up behind the bus。
那不可能是对的，简直不合情理嘛。
That can't be right. It just doesn't stack up. It just doesn't make sense.
一样的。好，再来看一个 stack against somebody or stack against something 是表示与什么什么相比或者比得上什么什么。咱们来听两个例句。
Let's try him in the job.
诶，咱们让他干这个活试一试。
And see how he stacks up.
然后看看他比别人干得怎么样。
And see how he stacks up
就是与人家相比他的这个表现怎么样。再来听一句，
活动房屋怎么也比不上传统的房屋呀。A mobile home simply doesn't stack up against a traditional house.
注意一下 mobile, 两个读音 mobile 或者 mobile.
A mobile home simply doesn't stack up against a traditional house.
Stack against somebody or something 与什么什么相比或者比得上什么什么请大家留意一下好了以上呢咱们就分享了两个动词的用法一个是什么
Fluff Can you spell it? F-L-U-F-F
另外一个呢是 Stack S-T-A-C-K 那以上呢就是本期节目的所有内容了顺便讲一下从周一到周四的晚上六点半开始一直到晚上的十二点 Linda 这边都会有口语培训课程如果大家喜欢 Linda 的发音或者觉得能够跟 Linda 学到英语方面的知识并且想跟老外练习英语的话呢都可以关注微信公众号私信 Linda 来了解详细的课程安排今天节目就这么多啦，感谢各位的收听和陪伴 Love you guys I'll see you next time Bye And stuffed animals Put the old ginger beer down the sink Dad always told me don't you cry when you're down But mom there's a tear every time that I blink Pieces, it's tearing me up, but I know a heart that's broke is a heart that's been loved. So I'll sing hallelujah. You were an angel in the shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. When God takes you back, he'll say hallelujah.Your home. I fluffed the pillows, made the bed, stacked the chairs up, folded your nightgowns neatly in a case. John said he'd drive, then put his hand on my cheek and wiped a tear from the side.Of my face. Now, I hope that I see the world as you did, 'cause I know a life with love is a life that's been lived. So I'll sing hallelujah. You were an angel in the shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. When God takes you back, he'll say hallelujah, you're home. Shape of my mom
You got to see the person I have become. Spread your wings and I know that when God took you back, He said, Hallelujah, you're home.